Coming to you from Studio Ice Nine in Earth's capital, San Diego, California, USA, it's the Beatdown Show.
If you don't think it's mess, you got the wrong damn address.
Here is your indomitable host, C. Colton.
Good news is rare these days, and every glittering ounce of it should be cherished and hoarded and worshipped and fondled like a priceless diamond. The immortal words of the late, great Hunter S. Thompson. Well, how we doing out there, evening bitches? You're back to hear another episode of the almighty Beatdown Show.
That's marvelous.
I am your host, C. Colton, a.k.a. C. Fresh, a.k.a. C. Note, a.k.a. Cornelius Coltoniferous III, Esquire, of course. And that voice you heard at the top of the show is our pal J-Dub. And we may never see him again, but we're just very happy to have him bringing us in. I also would be remiss if I didn't mention my executive producer, McCoolin. And tonight I have a special co-host with me. It's my man, Cody Rasko. How you doing, brother?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm all right. Thanks for joining the show. You ready to rap a little bit about SD, about what's going on, what's popping?
Yeah.
Well, good. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. So thank you for being here, man. That is awesome. Real quick, here's our show mantra. And that is that our program is San Diego-centric, and we touch on a variety of topics, such as local news, politics, sports, culture, and of course, craft beer. Hey, we speak our minds on the Beatdown Show, and we're beholden to no one. We have no sponsors and no real agenda. Each episode will also feature an interview with some local luminary, dignitary, or other person of interest. And the show is constantly evolving, so there'll be a lot of moving parts. But we want you to interact with us. And here's the contact info from Cody.
Hey, go to the beatdownshow.blogspot.com. Subscribe on iTunes. Beatdownsd at gmail.com. Like us on Facebook. Twitter handle at beatdownshow. McCoolin.com.
Hey, there you go. Perfect. Thank you very much for that, Cody. Have you done a lot of voiceover work?
No.
That's all right. Not a problem. Well, let's get to the breakdown of the show.
Breakdown?
The flow will break you down.
Bet the flow will break you down.
The flow will break you down.
Bet the flow will break you down.
All right. This is just kind of where we set the table. We're going to get going on some local topics around town. And then we'll have our very popular sports segment. A lot to talk about there. We'll then have a guest interview. We're so excited. We have a very, very dignified guest. I'll explain a little bit later. We'll do that. Then we'll talk about music and what's going on around town. There's a lot of great upcoming shows and stuff to keep your eye on. So there's that. After that, we'll go to a bit about the craft beer industry. What you drinking on? That's when we break it down for you all. And then, of course, our signature piece at the end. Well, there's the bar and etiquette restaurant, the bar restaurant etiquette segment that Code's going to help us out with. Ain't that right, Code?
Yes.
Yes, and
we're going to talk smack about people.
Yes, we are. It's going to get interesting. So definitely stick around for that. We'll talk about the signature portion of our show, the beatdown list, and we'll put some people on notice. At this point, it's time to get going. I need some fire, McCoolin.
More fire, more fire, more fire.
How about a little more fire?
More fire, more fire, more fire.
Yes, we're burning up in here. Code, have you heard about the Target Express store that's coming to South Park, the South Park neighborhood?
I have. It's not that far from my place.
What are your thoughts on kind of a big box store coming to what's a pretty fiercely shop, small and local type of part of town?
I think it's going to be financially successful, but there's like a lot of social stuff going on. A lot of the people are like, we don't want this in our part of town.
Yeah.
And then there's people that are just kind of on the other side that are like, well, I'd like to be able to shop there. So
exactly. I don't have to go to the mall to get a pair of socks.
Yes. Hey. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Or drive down to Market Street, the Walmart down there. You don't want to go there. It's not good.
Okay. Well, everybody's been warned now, so we will not do that. But we'll keep an eye on what happens with that. A couple of big-time events coming to us later this month. It is September. We've got the Tour de Fat. That is the part bike circus, part festival, carnival of freaks. It's going to be in Golden Hill Park, and it's put on by New Belgium Brewing. Of course, you've probably heard of Fat Tire, their best-selling beer.
Yes.
That's always a fun event. Weren't you saying you had to go, like, rip off a bike or something to be able to go?
Yeah, but now you announced it, so they're going to look for me. Oh. Come on, man.
That was bad. That was bad thinking. What the hell was I thinking, man? Oh, man. So there's that. That same weekend, I didn't even give the date. The Tour de Fat, September 26th, Golden Hill Park. That same weekend, the 26th and the 27th of September, we have the Adams Avenue Street Fair. And it's over 100 bands, three stages in Normal Heights. Code, I enjoy that festival because it's just such a good community event, and you get to show off Normal Heights a little bit. A lot of good bars and some other restaurants and stuff over there. I mean, it's a good event, the street fair.
It is. Unfortunately, I don't remember because I went, but I don't remember it.
It was completely memorable. Well, I'll tell you this. We'll talk a little bit more about that in our music segment.
Or maybe the craft beer segment.
Or both. That could happen. That could definitely happen. One last issue that kind of came across our radar. It's the Chargers Stadium thing. And again, this is just something that I can't let pass. It's something I feel we got to chime in on once in a while. A deadline passed with the city for the Chargers to try and step up and get into the next voting cycle and let the citizens determine their fate. The future is really uncertain. We don't know if this would be the team's last season in town. We're not sure.
Yeah, it's looking pretty iffy, honestly. I don't know. In the whole, oh my gosh, should the citizens pay for it or who should pay for it? And then you see all these shows about how much stadiums cost and like really what the community gets out of it. It's really, you got to really think about it. So, yeah.
Right. I know it's hard to say. In any effect, that's something to definitely keep looking at because, people want to think that maybe the real positive folks want to think that, oh, the Chargers are actually trying to stay. They're trying to stick around and they're sitting at the bargaining table with the city, but they haven't been doing that now.
No, that hasn't been happening at all. I want to hope they stay here, but the more I see what's going on, the more I'm like, they're probably not going to stay.
Well, it's definitely hard to stay positive, but I tend to still, and there's a lot of folks out there that are definitely, that would hate to lose the team too.
Yeah. There's a big element of that. I work with a lot of guys, and they're like, "We don't want the team to leave," but we'll see.
Yeah. No, I mean, ultimately, it's going to be a kind of a business decision, and we'll see which side of the deal San Diego comes out on. It's times like this, though, that it makes it very easy to transition into a little segment I like to call Sports! Hit me!
I don't know if it'll make any change, but I figure it's time for me to start playing ball.
Yeah. I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners.
Winners, indeed, were the San Diego State Aztecs on the football field. They just... nope, I'm wrong. Let me start that correction and retraction. They were big winners in week one when they played the USD Toreros. Last week, they got drubbed up at Cal in Berkeley, California. And they're home to lick their wounds this coming weekend against South Alabama. So they're at home. They need to find some offense, too. They looked pretty sad in that... that 35-7 beheading from Cal. So we have that.
Ouch.
Yeah, right? That's no joke. The other local football team, USD, had a 45-21 victory over Western New Mexico. They are at Valparaiso this Saturday. I will say this. Wanted to mention from a couple weeks ago when San Diego State did beat USD, they won 37-3. They were expected to win. I said here on this show they'd win bigger. And I thought no good would come of it. And I think, if anything, I was wrong. It showcased 46 players between the two teams from local high schools or junior colleges. So it was a cool thing from that sense, but I don't think anybody learned anything. And Aztecs are supposed to win that game big in that week one against USD. I don't know that they'll play a lot moving forward. Speaking of football, Chargers, big win over Detroit on Sunday.
Yes. That was an exciting game.
I'll tell you what. I thought that they really showed some grit in the second half to come back and pull off the 33-28 victory over those Detroit Lions. Running back Danny Woodhead looked sharp with two touchdowns, and he was missed big time last year. So it was good to see. You know, I really enjoyed perhaps what could be the final home opener the San Diego Chargers have had. That's right. And, you know, Cody is in such agreement that I just took his breath away there.
No, honestly, I'd given up on him. And then I went and I took a shower and I come out and I was like, whoa, what happened? Yes.
All right. And, well, they did bathe in the glorious afterglow of victory. And they head on the road to Cincinnati this weekend playing the Bengals. So we'll see how they do in their road opener. Moving right along to... back to San Diego State, this time for their basketball program. They are really excited because they signed a kid, Jalen McDaniels, 6'9". Actually, it was an oral commitment. He can't officially sign a letter of intent until November, but basically he said he's coming to San Diego State. They're also still in the hunt for MJ Cage, a great player in Orange County, whose father, Michael, was a legendary Aztec, so that would be pretty interesting if that happened. And they're also in the hunt for a local baller, 6'10", TJ Leaf. I've seen this kid play, and he's not just tall. He's good. So there is that. And, yes, let's switch real quickly to a different gear. How about the Padres? You been to any games this year, Code?
No.
No. I mean, do you typically give me... We're having a good time on
the I'm sorry.
Give me an idea of how often like you would attend a Padres game.
Up until this year, honestly, I went probably two or three times a season,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was always fun, but yeah, this year I just haven't been able to go.
Fair enough. Yeah, no, I haven't been out to a game either. maybe it's for the best. Their expectations were super high this year.
Yeah, it's like, what happened?
I just, you know, in my personal opinion, it just didn't gel the way it was supposed to. And certain guys, you know, came in a little more overhyped. There were some injuries. I do know this. I think they're going to be better next year. And next year is a big year in 2016 because we'll be hosting baseball's All-Star game.
And the Home Run Derby.
Right? And that's always a pretty cool event.
Yes.
It's baseball flying out of Petco Park. We're going to see a lot of that. But that's a year away, so
yeah.
we'll get excited about that. Now I've got to cue a little bit of hockey. All right, hockey fans, your San Diego Gulls are entering into the final countdown before they start the season in October. Cody, did you know about this? The Gulls are back, and they're going to be playing some good hockey over here?
I have heard about it, and I actually want to go see a game. I've never really seen it out here. I've been to a couple of, AAA, AA hockey games, the Admirals, when I was over in Norfolk.
Okay.
Yeah, but it is really exciting to watch, even if you don't understand it at all.
Well, and here's the other thing. Having another thing to do on this level, which it basically is going to be the AAA minor league, you know, affiliate of the Anaheim Ducks. That's what this Gulls team signifies.
Right.
I think just the main thing is it's going to get people excited because, hey, there's a hockey game. I bet the tickets are going to be pretty reasonable because they do play over at the Valley View Casino Center, a.k.a. the Sports Arena, which is a dump.
Yeah, that place is gnarly, man.
What's your experience? You were at like a Shania Twain concert and something went horribly wrong?
Actually, it's almost as bad. This was a few years ago. My life was different. Somebody in my family had won a trip for 12 to go see Alicia Keys.
Yeah!
Yeah, actually it was a group of 20, and then there were so many girls and then so many adults, and I really wanted to just kill myself that night. But the conditions of the place made it even worse. It was just like really, I felt like I was in a, like Fast Times at Ridgemont High. It was like stuck in that kind of era right there. I just was like, oh, no.
That's pretty accurate. I mean, it's definitely, I mean, they've made little changes here and there and tried to, it's just basically put lipstick on a pig. But it'll be fine for a minor league hockey venue. I'm excited to be there. They open October 10th against the Grand Rapids Griffins. And go to GoSanDiegoGulls.com to find out more about picking up individual game tickets because they're almost available. I think they actually are now selling some individual game tickets. So, hey, let's go to some hockey.
All right.
So, keep that in mind. Anyway, now we'll kick it over to, it's a perfect segue. Our guest interview this week is a just terrific local broadcaster, and he managed to get the gig as the play-by-play radio voice of the San Diego Gulls. Yes, I'll be talking to Craig Elston of the Mighty 1090 as well as he is on Padres postgame. Does a ton of things over there. He's a utility man. He's our great guest. So here's our pre-recorded interview from the September 5th Gulls Block Party, which was a really killer event. All right, joining the Beatdown Show now is the play-by-play voice of the San Diego Gulls, the hockey team we've been telling you all about, that we're excited that they're back in town. It's the one, the only, Craig Elston. Craig, thanks for taking a few minutes with us.
Hey, no problem, Chris. It's my pleasure to be here.
Fantastic. Tell us about the fact that hockey is back in San Diego and why people should be excited about it.
Well, this is not only hockey coming back to San Diego, but coming back in the biggest way it ever has. You know, if you think back to even 1966 and the first ever San Diego Gulls team with the Western Hockey League, that's the closest to what we have now that we've seen in decades. You know, the past few iterations of the Gulls, you know, good teams, but not at this level. This is the American Hockey League. If you go around the globe, this is the second biggest, most prestigious league in the world. 90% of the players from the American Hockey League, and let me take it back, 90% of the players in the NHL have played in the AHL at some point in their career. So the only league that the AHL sets to is the league that actually employs it, basically, which is the National Hockey League. So, you know, this is a direct direct pathway to Anaheim, to the Anaheim Ducks, and the Ducks are bringing big-time hockey to San Diego. I couldn't be more excited.
You and a lot of folks here, I mean, here we are today out here in the East Village at the Courtyard at the Gulls Block Party.
Yeah.
It's 2 months until we drop the, actually less than that.
Yeah, a month.
A month until we drop the puck on the first game, October 10th, and there's a lot of support. San Diego really needs this, don't you think?
I really do, Chris. I really do. You know, you look at what's been going on, and obviously you got to talk about the Chargers here. You know, a team that's not just flirting. They're straight up saying, we'd like to leave. You know, we want to go. We want to go to L.A. We want to go to the place you like the least. And we're having to sit there and go, no, please stay. It's really hard as a fan. You know, it's hard for a San Diego sports fan right now. You look around, I think you can invest in the Padres as a team, but they haven't had the year you wanted, you know? And so here's a professional team, a different sport that we haven't had in a long time here in San Diego, coming in a big-time professional way. To me, this is just what we need at the right time.
I couldn't agree more. We're speaking with Craig Ellison, who, among other things, does the postgame on the Mighty 1090 Padres postgame show. He's basically a veteran of the San Diego sports broadcasting realm, and he's got those velvety tones. We love him. Craig, moving on, how did you end up getting the job as the voice of the Gulls?
Well, you know, I really have to, first and foremost, say thanks to Phil Silvaggio and the San Diego Sockers, because for the past 6 years, I worked with the Sockers,
yes.
Really brought that franchise, you know, from day one, working with them before their first game ever and through six seasons from Del Mar to the sports arena again, four championships. That was an opportunity to work for a professional sports organization in this town,
right?
Trying to get fans, trying to put butts in seats, you know, and that really, to me, paved the road for this. You know, establishing myself as a PR option / guy who can also be on the radio, you know, has that connection within the market. And I think that's what I was able to sell to the Gulls, you know, as kind of being that fresh voice that has the connection to San Diego, but is also, you know, coming to the Gulls like so many other people are, coming to them for the first time, you know, and being part of this from day one. So, you know, Phil Silvaggio was the owner of the Sockers. So great to me. Helped me along with John Quintera, the gentleman
coach,
who I still work with day to day at the Mighty 1090. And those guys really helped me grow to the position where I was desirable to the Gulls. So I have to thank them.
Well, I was one of the many that were very stoked when I heard you got the job, so congrats on that. And I've definitely followed your career pretty closely. It's been good to see you're still part of the sports broadcasting media, and you know, many future successes on that, my man.
Oh, well, thank you, Chris. I know I'm putting my eye over here. I think I have to go, and this will be a first. So I've announced baseball, but now it's football, basketball, all right, indoor soccer, hockey, field hockey, softball, girls volleyball, men's volleyball, water polo, men's and women's, track and field. I've never done rib eating.
Here we go.
I've never announced rib eating.
There is a rib eating contest here at the Gulls Block Party.
It's time to go announce rib eating, and we'll see if I'm any good at this.
Well, we'll let you go, Craig. Thanks for the time, man.
Thank you, Chris.
Appreciate it very much.
All right, take care, buddy.
There goes Craig Ellison, very much. He's the voice of the Gulls.
Music!
You're listening to The Beatdown Show, featuring the insuperable C. Colton. Now, back to the show.
All right. Fantastic interview right there with Craig Ellison. And now it is time for our
music
segment. Wow, I'm having real trouble getting the words out. Hey, clean that up in post, will you? So now we go to our music segment. Cody, there's a huge festival going on this weekend at Del Mar. It's the Kabu Music Festival. What do you know about it, my man?
I was looking at the lineup. There are going to be some really big names. There's some older names. there's some more, you know, contemporary names as well. It seems kind of expensive.
It is. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. 3-day festival passes are available for the low, low price of $299. Yes, that's $300.
Yeah, that's a car payment.
I mean, it's insane. And, I mean, if this thing's a huge success, then, you know, tickets probably will just, prices will go up. But it's amazing. The other thing is, if you don't want to go to the whole 3-day thing, which is sometimes, you don't have enough interest to see the other 2 days, but you find the day where all your favorite, you know, acts are playing, then maybe the 1-day pass makes sense, but at $125.
Yeah, I was going to say $125, man.
Well,
it just seems like way too much money.
It does, and it's like, okay, Coachella is probably a more expensive ticket than that, and I've never been, but you know, it's kind of got an established reputation. This is popping off at Del Mar. I'm sure they'll do it the right way. The scenery up there is gorgeous.
It'll be the Gulls version of a music festival.
There you go. I like it. He's using his noggin right there.
So it actually could be kind of fun. Check it out, man.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you what. I definitely am going to miss the Kabu Festival, but I did want to just give a little shout out to all the local bands that are playing, bands with San Diego roots, bands that have represented San Diego well for a while. Slightly Stupid will be playing. Their Switchfoot, very popular, they'll be there as well. And then two of our favorite bands here at the Beatdown Show, The Burning of Rome. In fact, that was their song we used to open that segment. And then the other choice is The Midnight Pine. They're great too. We're big fans. We mentioned the Tour de Fat Code. It's down there at Golden Hill Park. You live kind of down that way, right?
Yeah, actually, if I had a backyard, that park would probably be it.
Perfect. Okay, so you have no excuse not to go to Tour de Fat. You going to make it, man?
I think I'm going to have to. I mean, how can you miss out on that, really?
Right.
And I can just stagger home.
Perfect, perfect. And it is September 26th, so you still got time to make your plans. Maybe borrow that kid's tricycle that lives down the street from you.
I hope his dad doesn't catch me because I'll have to beat him up.
I believe that probably would happen. So definitely enjoy the Tour de Fat. Reggie Watts, who's a great musician, entertainer, comedian, band leader of late night talk shows. He was there 2 years ago in 2013. I got to see him. He's an excellent performer, and he is back this year. So that is definitely probably the marquee name to check out over there. That same weekend we mentioned is Adams Avenue Street Fair. And here are the locals that we really like. Check out Steve Pultz, Gregory Page doing his thing. The Creepy Creeps, Code, we were talking. You like the Creepy Creeps.
I do. Unfortunately, okay, I have this horrible thing in my life. Every time I'm really having fun, I never remember what it was all about. But I just remember I really like their music, and I had a really good time listening to it.
Perfect. Well, hey, they're always a good time. Put on those funky costumes and go-go dancers. It's definitely a show. It's an experience.
Is that why I woke up with lipstick on my face?
That could have been. Wow. Tell us more about that story.
There was something about some girl where, I don't know, dance, I don't know. There was a girl dancing and she had lipstick on, and then suddenly I was wearing the same color of lipstick.
My goodness. Wow, that's one strange trip right there. Oh my gosh. Unbelievable. Well, Adams Avenue Street Fair, check out those bands, the Creepy Creeps. Sean Rolfe and the Seventh Day Buskers are also another one of my big favorites. So if you get a chance at that Adams Avenue Street Fair, check them out.
And make sure when you go and you have so much fun, you end up making out with someone. Because that's fun.
That is the way to do it. That's the way to do it. You heard it here, folks. Cody's on top of that. Well, I think next we are going to have a little restaurant bar etiquette segment. Code's going to help us out with an opinion of his own. All right, so we're back with the restaurant bar etiquette segment. And this is where we just kind of like to let people know, not everybody knows good restaurant or bar etiquette, you know? So this is where we got to let them know. In the past, I've had a real problem with people who are in too big of a hurry, people who split their checks in 20 ways. But I was coming from a perspective of someone who works in the industry. My boy Cody here, who does not, also knows a little bit about what good service is and what it isn't and what's the right kind of etiquette. I don't know, what really kind of peeves you sometimes if you're out at a bar or something like that? Code? People start acting out.
Yeah, the people that constantly wedge in for drinks, those are the worst. You're sitting there waiting, you're being patient, it's crowded, you know the bartender's going crazy. I mean, it's a rough situation, but don't try to muscle in on people. It's just rude, and people do it all the time, and you just have to sit there and go like, really, really, really?
And especially the ones that kind of like nudging their way past girls, you know? I just think that's not really that cool of a move, you know?
No.
I mean, if there's a chick who's clearly at the bar before you and you're still trying to fight for real estate, for extra yardage, that seems kind of a little bit lame.
Yeah, that's pretty silly. And it'd probably really not work out for you.
Exactly. So that's maybe some common sense stuff, but sometimes it ain't all that common. All right. Well, speaking of bars, it's time for a little segment we like to call What You Drinking On.
Be careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
And I want to be a beer truck driver. I want to see all the beer inside her.
All right, Code. This is the part of the show where we can get a little feedback from you, because this is a segment where we want to give some love to a local San Diego beer, and I got one for you, man. It is the Mike Hess Brewing Habitus Double IPA.
I happen to have a Habitus glass sitting in my kitchen right now.
Tremendous.
I love that beer. It's just tasty and wonderful and awesome, and after about two, you're good.
Well, and that's no surprise there, because it's 8% ABV. 8% alcohol by volume, that is, for those of you not aware of the abbreviation. But yeah, a couple of those.
Oh, yeah.
You're having a good night.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Especially if you didn't eat dinner beforehand. But anyway, folks, check it out. It's great. It's crisp. It's got a little bit of spice and then lots of Chinook and Sterling hops.
You know what you should really do is just go to the Hess Brewery in North Park.
That's right. I mean, it's a great room. We've each been there on separate occasions.
Yes. I like to shoot darts there. And I've played Jenga there, too.
Oh, I'm big old there, Jenga, right?
Yeah, well, I'm sitting there playing Jenga, drinking a beer. I'm like, what?
Fantastic. So definitely a shout out to their North Park Brewery tasting room. And then
yes,
they,
and there's like, it's family friendly and dog friendly, and it's just friendly.
It's just friendly. And they still have their other spot in Miramar, too. So wherever you're at in the county, you're probably not that far from Hess Brewing. Anyway, that is a good one, the Habitus. I also really like their Grazias, their Vienna Cream Ale. Something ooh, different. It's just
yeah,
something different.
Yeah. I actually had one of those, and I was like, ooh.
And he actually remembered that one. So,
well, that was the opener.
easier to remember the beginning, yes. So that is what we are drinking on.
The Beatdown Show recommends that you respect the craft. Please drink responsibly.
And yes, now it is time for our signature feature. You know it, you love it, and this is episode 5's. Beatdown list. And we're going to keep it in the craft beer realm here. All right, Cody? This is where we put some people on notice. And we're going to start with St. Archer. Local brewery.
Yeah, what's going on with that, man?
Man, They sold out to Miller Coors, a majority interest.
For reals?
Well, because, you know, the big guys are trying to buy up, like, their way into the craft market. So they're buying up some of the smaller craft beers. And then I think the worry among really happy craft beer drinkers is it's just going to water down the product, you know? It's going to eventually taste like Miller or Coors.
I'm sure the big brewers will do something in an effort to keep it good, but I don't know, man. It just, they'll try, but it's really not going to work. And so I think you're right. And it's like they're just swooping in, and it's the more popular of the craft beers, and they're like, oh, hey, look. So eventually it is going to get like that. It's going to be like, hey, have some Pabst. I love Pabst, but one of the things I enjoy so much about San Diego is going out and enjoying the different beers that are available here. And with these big conglomerations coming in and doing that, buying things up, I'm sure it's not going to be good.
No, I don't think so either. That's why St. Archer has some company on the beatdown list. Also joining St. Archer on the beatdown list, Lagunitas. Now, I realize they are based in Northern California, but this is a blow to the craft as a whole because they make excellent stuff. They also went into an agreement with a major, major big-time player in basically the non-craft beer segment, and that was with Heineken.
Come to think of it, I won't have Heineken.
There you go. And I'll tell you what, I won't have another St. Archer. I'll probably have a Lagunitas again.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. And it's unfortunate because one of my close friends I drink with all the time likes St. Archer. And he's like, buy me a St. Archer. I'll be like, no.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to be, unless it's served to me at someone's house party or something like that, I'm going to go ahead and boycott St. Archer moving forward. Lagunitas, to me, they've been around a little bit longer, so I might give them a shot. But I mean, craft beer people basically see that when the big oligarchs of the beer world come in and swoop the craft brews, people think, oh yeah, there goes the product. They're gonna just water it down.
Yep.
And so we hate to see that. That's why two breweries made the beatdown list this week. Get your game right. And this is a message to other local San Diego brewers. Give your name a chance to really make it. This market loves its craft beer. And if it's just the paycheck you're looking for when you sell it off to a bigger conglomerate, as Cody mentioned, what are you doing? You know, you're probably in the game for the wrong reason. Give me the people that are dedicated to the craft any day. So, it's just that simple, right?
Yeah.
All right, Code. I feel like I'm losing you. man, this guy's about to pass out.
I'm sorry, it's past my bedtime.
we're going to go ahead and close the show here.
The beatdown list segment of this podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only and does not condone or advocate violence in any form. Its larger purpose is to serve cautionary notice for the intended people or entities herein exposed that the informed populace is omnipresent, outraged, and fully operational and will no longer accept any tomfoolery, trickeration, hijinks, absurdity, rope-a-doping, carnival barking, hypocrisy, or insanity in any form or manner. Whatsoever.
How did that guy say all that?
That's my boy J-Dub, hey. He's an actor. He's definitely a man who knows how to read some script. So props to him for the beatdown list disclaimer there.
Yeah, I could never do that, man.
It's all right. We won't ask you to. I want to thank Cody, first and foremost, Cody Rasko, for coming by and being a good sidekick tonight, man.
Oh, thanks for having me, dude. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Also, big thanks to J-Dub, whose voiceovers are still permeating throughout the lifeblood of this very podcast. And then, of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't thank McCoolin, the executive producer, engineer extraordinaire.
Thank you.
that's from the bottom of his heart, McCools. You know that. So thanks for doing that. Our contact info, of course, beat thebeatdownshow.blogspot.com. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can like us on Facebook. We have a Twitter handle, @beatdownshow. And we would love to hear any feedback you may have. beatdownsd@gmail.com. And you can tell us how much we suck.
That's not nice.
Well, you know what? You know what has been nice? Episode 5. Thanks again for being here, Code.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll catch everybody next time, and go get your Ghouls tickets. Namaste.